Your business is one of a kind, so your website should be too. With Wix, it's easy. Almost too easy to create a website that's perfectly yours. Just tell AI what kind of site you want to build or choose from thousands of templates. Change whatever you want, whenever you want, and get everything you need to start running your business your way. No matter what you sell or what you aspire to be, you can do it all yourself on Wix.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with critical understanding of artificial intelligence, among other details. And Chris and I start with artificial intelligence always these days because they're doubters, big doubters. And some of those doubters have names. Jeff Hinton, a professor in Canada, is understood as the godfather of AI. He has been rewarded over in the late 20th century with a Nobel Prize for, quote, foundational discoveries and inventions that, quote, enabled machine learning with artificial neural networks. We're talking about the fundamentals of AI. He is the man who you look to as to give credit for where we are today with all of the competition around the world. However, Jeff Hinton is a doomsayer. He believes AI is a weapon that will destroy our social understandings of business and productivity and worth. He says that in the hands of anyone, but especially bad actors, it will be dangerous to our lives and our understanding of reality. He goes on. He talks about nuclear threats. The quote, a normal person assisted by AI will soon be able to build bioweapons, and that is terrible. Imagine if an average person in the street could make a nuclear bomb. That's a quote. Chris, I come to you on this because we've known that there are these voices who are part of the AI story. How do you hear them these days? Is the tune changing or is it getting darker? Good evening.
Good evening, John. So the press loves to have a villain. The press loves to have a if it bleeds, it leads mentality at times. Are there challenges and risks with AI? Absolutely. Is there reason to be cautious? Absolutely. That being said, is AI more transformational than the combine or the diesel engine or gunpowder? Each advance in technology has its pros and cons, and it's up to the humans using that technology to be able to do it. Do we have to worry about 12-year-olds making nuclear weapons in their garage? Probably not, because their ability to obtain centrifuges and yellowcake uranium might be slightly restricted to the average 12-year-old. So there's a lot of hype and fear around it because that gathers clicks and gathers eyeballs. But in reality, what we need to look towards is what will it do in terms of transformational societal change? What are the jobs that it will displace? What are the jobs that it will create? And how does that impact the economy as a whole? Like anything else, it is a tool, and there are good and bad points to it.
To the building part of AI, not the destructive part. This is news from the Financial Times out of San Francisco. Meta is building Prometheus and Hyperion. Elon Musk's XAI is building Colossus. OpenAI is developing Stargate. These are 100 billion plus projects to build the world's most powerful supercomputer and usher in a new generation of artificial intelligence. What does it need? It needs power and water and space. Those are called data centers. And those data centers are in train now. The report here is that this year, the big five will spend $350 billion on building data centers. Next year, $400 billion. That goes right into the American economy. So I come to you, Chris, about how you can have a doubt about where this is going, whether or not it's the end of the world. We're rushing to get it built. Are these data centers something that is new, or are we just talking about scale? Is that what they're doing?
So, John, this is the scaling up of gigawatt or gigawatt plus data centers. It's the modernization and the expansion of the artificial intelligence industry, specifically in the United States. It's fascinating to watch the concentration of AI in the Western world becoming a U.S. flagship product and product area. There's nothing equivalent in Europe. And you're seeing this huge level of investment because you're potentially giving birth to multiple industries from AI, robotics, other use cases around both that could open up trillions in new market valuations, in new capital formation. So it is really a transformational opportunity. Now, money will be spent. There'll be some good decisions, some bad decisions, but it's quite powerful to see that infrastructure being built in the United States, being supported by the government in terms of trying to fast lane this, and the U.S. taking a pole position in what could be a huge new industrial revolution.
What does it mean to the American economy? I tell a quick story. Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, a storied county from the early days of the Republic. Before that, the settlers. Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, has two huge buildings, 800,000 square feet, empty. It used to be occupied by R.R. Donnelly and Company, a printer. Printed my novels back in the 80s. It's gone. Bankrupt. All the business went to Asia. So they've been sitting there until data centers purchased the two buildings, and they're estimating they're going to need 1,000 jobs to transform them into data centers, including 95G generators, water from the Susquehanna River, power from the hydroelectric dams, and then 600 permanent jobs are moving into the county, high-end, to maintain the data center. I tell that quickly, Chris, but what can go wrong and why? What this does for the American economy? That's two data centers. We know that there are hundreds coming.
So, John, those hundreds of data centers coming are amazing opportunities for full employment for electricians, plumbers, concrete layers, infrastructure build. This is the exact type of investment that you seek in the United States to build these next generation data centers and to build great jobs around them. Initially, it's infrastructure jobs. It will follow up with operational and support jobs, but it's the birth of an industry, trillions being invested, and an opportunity to, in areas like Lancaster County that might be somewhat lacking of good jobs and new opportunities for young people, bring those opportunities to the forefront.
Now we go to the big dreamers, and they're welcome. I don't speak against them. It just reminds me. OpenAI plans to expand Stargate, its $500 billion U.S. data center project, by investing more overseas to promote the development of, quote, democratic artificial intelligence. Though the group revealed few details of the project. A comment by OpenAI's Global Affairs Vice President, this investment will be above and beyond what we're looking at in the U.S. The idea here is to share the wealth. I understand that, but it reminds me of something. Oppenheimer and crew following Trinity test, following Hiroshima and Nagasaki and the end of the war. Proposed to Harry Truman, then eventually it was passed on to Dwight Eisenhower's administration, the idea of sharing nuclear weapon technology, making it an international weapon, but at the same time an international patrol so that bad actors wouldn't get a hold of it and everybody would benefit from the fact of it and also what became nuclear power stations. That was the impulse in 1945-46. Reminds me of what OpenAI is doing here, thinking it can share AI with the world. You travel in the world. Does Europe want our AI? Would they trust it? Does Asia want our AI? Would they trust it?
But John, Asia desperately wants our AI. You see that with the Chinese actively trying to smuggle NVIDIA chips out of U.S. supply chains. The AI tool sets at chips, software, and infrastructure in the U.S. so far are unmatched in the world and bring that opportunity. Can you give AI around the world to others? Sure, it can be licensed and used. How you control the best output of it is a great moral question for the industry. But in that footprint, access to that AI and making sure that U.S. platforms are the dominant or leading platforms is super strategic to the future of the country.
I just wonder if it's going to turn into the same old contest between sovereign powers. That's what I puzzle about. Is there, you're in Europe now, is there resistance?
Europe is on its back heels on AI. There is no pan-European strategy. There is no plan. There are no tier one competitors. There are tools in the supply chain like ASML that are critical to it. But Europe is at risk of losing the next 20 to 30 years of generational competitiveness in the AI market because of a lack of a strategy.
So China's stealing and Europe's gone fishing. Is that where we are?
Quite close, I think is a fair statement. The outlier to watch is the Middle East. In Dubai, in Saudi, you're seeing investments in AI because they understand the opportunity that this presents in those populations as well.
Chris Riegels, the CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm, business on all the major continents, especially the ones with data centers under construction.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Ever see an idea so clearly in your head, but struggle to make it real? We've all been there. With Wix, you can build a website for your business just the way you pictured it. Get the best of both worlds with AI and drag-and-drop tools all in one place. Stay in your creative flow and use AI when you want, how you want. Create a website your way. Try it out at Wix.com.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.